Democrats fear RFK could actually beat Biden. By Donald Jeffries. The Los Angeles Times has called Robert F. Kennedy, Jr., a threat to democracy. Last year, even before he announced his presidential candidacy, the New York Times announced that a Kennedy's crusade against COVID vaccines anguishes family and friends. There is hardly a reference to Kennedy that isn't preceded by the label anti-vaxxer. The elite have every reason to fear another Kennedy presidency. As Kevin Barrett wrote, RFK Jr. is a known threat to the hyper-corrupt wing of the oligarchical establishment. He carries the mythic Kennedy name, with all the baggage that implies. He has repeatedly made it clear that he knows the establishment murdered his uncle and father to terminate/prevent their presidencies. RFK Jr. has written about vote fraud and recently visited the southern border, becoming the first Democrat in decades to criticize what's going on there. Of course, his stance against Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci, Big Pharma, and the warp speed COVID vaccine have earned him a special enmity from the state-controlled media. He has become the first presidential candidate to ever openly accuse the U.S. government of killing both his uncle, President John F. Kennedy, and his father, former Attorney General and Senator Robert F. Kennedy. RFK Jr. is well versed in the assassination literature and can discuss the subject as expertly as any seasoned researcher into either case. To expose the lies of the medical-industrial complex, Kennedy hosted a recent roundtable discussion featuring individuals that Rolling Stone dishonestly attacked as health misinformation superstars. The former cutting-edge rock magazine chided RFK Jr. for his medical conspiracism. The historically well-read Kennedy noted that the Spanish flu might indeed have resulted from early vaccine experimentation. This author covers this in detail in his new book Masking the Truth: How COVID-19 Destroyed Civil Liberties and Shut Down the World. Forgoing any attempt at impartiality, Rolling Stone noted. The long-shot candidate, known for promoting the debunked link between vaccines and autism and opposing COVID-19 vaccination efforts, was joined in conversation by four doctors as well as several influencers and alternative medicine promoters, all of whom have gained notoriety for false claims about the dangers of vaccination. The live event aired on Rumble, a video streaming site favored by far-right extremists and conspiracy theorists, particularly those who have been banned by other platforms. The article is an advertisement for the new normal in what passes for journalism. Virtually every sentence is littered with gratuitous remarks, like unfounded assertions, baselessly asserted, and AIDS denialism. The magazine noted that three of the panelists, including Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, who wrote the foreword to Masking the Truth, were named as members of what the Center for Countering Digital Hate called the Disinformation Dozen. New York Post writer Keith Kelly has referred to Kennedy as a science-denying anti-vaxxer. While admitting he hadn't read RFK Jr.'s best-selling book The Real Anthony Fauci, Kelly nonetheless declared, "From what I read, a lot of what he says in the book has already been debunked." Another Post writer, Maureen Callahan, has attacked RFK Jr. relentlessly over the years, calling him the dumbest Kennedy with a lack of education that is jaw-dropping. Kennedy's book was banned from major bookstores and received no reviews from the biggest mainstream platforms. RFK Jr.'s Children's Health Defense has joined with Gateway Pundit and others to sue major media giants who are all associated with the Trusted News Initiative for censoring online news. According to the lawsuit, the plaintiffs allege that they were censored, banned, deplatformed, shadow banned or otherwise penalized by the big tech firms partnering with the Trusted News Initiative because the views and content they published were deemed misinformation or disinformation. On June 20th, RFK Jr. delivered a powerful speech in New Hampshire, reflecting upon the 60th anniversary of JFK's timeless peace speech at American University. "The pattern here is clear," RFK Jr. said. He continued. "Not only is the Biden administration deceiving the American people about the motives for this costly and tragic war, but by continually escalating it, they put the whole world at risk of nuclear conflagration. I call upon President Biden to issue two apologies. First, to the American people, for misleading them into supporting an ugly proxy war on false pretenses. Second, and more importantly, to the Ukrainian people for maneuvering them into this war and ruining their country, all for the sake of U.S. imagined geopolitical interests. We should heed the advice of John F. Kennedy. I'll be delivering my own peace speech today in commemoration of my uncle's. I intend to set a new direction for American foreign policy. Explaining why he was running for president, Kennedy stated, "I want my kids to grow up with the same love and pride for our country we had. Both parties, including my party, have lost their way.